And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
I don't know about you, but right now I'd like to hear a trash-talking, paint-huffing girl. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called The Cavemen. We've never played them before, but you'd think a name like The Cavemen, they'd have been on our list. I reckon there's probably been other bands called The Cavemen.
Probably.
I was actually listening to a couple of tracks by a band called Og and the Cavemen the other day.
Okay.
But the Og and the Cavemen were a garage punk band from the 1980s that I never got the chance to see, even though they played a lot of the venues that I used to go to. That's interesting. More interesting is that the Cavemen are from New Zealand, Tony.
Blimey.
And they're young lads causing trouble.
Excellent.
And that is probably the most accessible track on their latest album. And it's hard work. They are a right noise, Tony. And that is going to be a feature of this week's show. It's a right noise. I'm absolutely loving them. I think they're great. Their album's great. That's the last track on the album. I listened through the whole thing and thought, I'll have that one. I might be doing them a disservice when I say that's the catchiest. That's probably not true.
Right.
But that one really needed attention and I liked it. Thing is, Tony, what's the Cavemen's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheCavemenNZ.
Get in.
Is it?
Yeah. Good work. Tony Wong, Paulie being internet nil. That's excellent work. Right, we will be playing more from the Cavemen in future weeks. That is guaranteed. I've got an apology to make, Tony, before we go any further.
Right.
And that is on last week's show, we played a track by The Monsters. And I said the track was called Rock Around the World. And it's actually called Rock Around the Tombstone.
Ah.
And I would like to thank absolutely nobody for getting in touch to tell me that. I just realised.
Oh, okay.
It isn't funny. It's a cracking track, whatever it's called. But I am sorry to The Monsters, and hopefully we have put that right. I've also got a joke for you, Tim.
Okay.
Thank you very much to... Here we go. Thank you very much to Mike Pashler. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Sending in a joke. If you have a joke for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. If you've got a poem, and some of you have, do the same thing. But title the email Poetry Corner. Mike titled the email Comedy Suburbs correctly, sent to the right address, and here goes. Hi, Paul. Bit disappointed there was nothing from the Bleach Boys in the last show. Well, we did kind of say we were having a match 3 weeks. He goes on, to cheer everyone up, here's a joke. During an argument with my granddad, he screamed, "If it wasn't for me, you'd be speaking German." Hold on a minute, I said. You didn't fight in the war. No, he replied, but I told you to pick French for your GCSE. And he finishes, have a good show. We hope to, and it's all the better for you getting in touch, Mike. Thanks very much for that. Right then, going to play you two songs in a row, Tone, unless there's anything you want to add at this stage.
Nope, that's fine.
Right, I also have to get rid of the internet, which is scary. If only I could just get rid of the internet. I realise this show would then be problematic.
It would be. It would solve a lot of the problems.
It certainly would. Like making arrangements. Right, so...
Okay.
And then the younger. Two songs in a row now, Tone, and right, we're heading to Northern Europe for both of them.
Ah.
But I'm not calling it Scandinavia, not both of them. First up, we've got a band called Nightmen that we never played before, got this week. And on first hearing, I thought they are stick on New York, new wave punk sort of deal. Very Ramonesy, very sort of Misfitsy. And then I listened a bit, so I went, hang about. Then I checked them out, Malmö. Sweden, okay. Tone.
All right.
I've been to Malmö on several occasions, or rather, I've never stopped there. I've been through it on the bus on several occasions, and I've got to say that outwardly, from the bus, I'm not impressed. But then lots of places you go to on the bus, you're not impressed, are you?
No.
Anyway, Nightmen, I'm very impressed with.
Okay.
This is from their latest album, and it's a really, really good album. And again, I've got a feeling a lot of the bands we're playing this week, I'm saying... you will be hearing more of them in future weeks, because sometimes I just get the single through, you see, but I've got through the albums through for nearly all of these, so you'll be hearing more of these, and you'll be hearing more of the Muddies that we're playing in a minute, that are all the way from Finland, and I'm very careful not to call Finland Scandinavia, Tony.
Okay.
As we may have discussed before, Scandinavia is the land of Scans, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and out of push, Iceland.
Right.
Might be able to throw in the Faroe Islands, but I wouldn't bother.
Okay.
Finland, however, separate, not part of Scandinavia. I'm sure I've said this a million times.
Probably.
As I've said, Finland is not a part of Scandinavia, and neither is Lidl. Right. Well, I said Iceland was. So, anyway, that doesn't matter. What matters right now is that we find out what is Nightmen's Facebook page.
Facebook.com/Nightmen.
Oh, good try. Facebook.com/Nightmen Rock.
Wow.
Paulie being in step one, Tony one, and Tony,
uh-huh,
tonight is the night.
Wings, I go friend of mine.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And here's a clue. You will be hearing from 50 Foot Combo later on with some new material as well.
Ooh.
But to mess with your mind, the new material is in from the vaults.
Ooh.
I know, it's crazy. That was a band called The Muddies, and I hope you enjoyed that. I'm absolutely loving their album. That track was called Now. They've got it down as Don't Touch Your Dick With The Dot Dot Dot, but I think it's Don't Touch Your Dick With The Chili Hands. That's certainly how it goes, and it's wise advice, Tony.
It is.
Don't touch your dick with the chili hands. And they are from Wiakowski, Tony. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Wiakowski in a minute. Right. First of all, what is The Muddies Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheMuddies.
Facebook.com/the-muddies-1532325150575-2- And why is that saying?
Yeah, it's a default URL.
But that doesn't matter. You can still find them. Just type in The Muddies to Facebook. You'll find them. Now, I imagine you'd like to know more about Wiakowski, Tony.
Yes, please.
Of course you would. Well, Tony, Wiakowski. Because I thought, I haven't heard of Wiakowski. I said The Muddies are from Wiakowski. So I haven't heard of that. So I looked it up on Wikipedia, and how fascinating. Wiakowski is a district of Jyväskylä, Finland, and the centre of Wiakowski-Jiska Ward. It's located 7 kilometres from the city centre on the northern end of Lake Pajana, where it is bordered by Jiska to the west, Surunpäälä and Kaunisharju to the north, Tolska to the west, and Haapaniemi to the south. That suggests to me it's not far from Rovaniemi, Tony, and that's the place on Earth I want to go to the most. Anyway.
Okay.
As of January 2012, the population of Wiakowski District was, how many?
25?
But 1,503.
That was a far off.
It's not far off, Tony, but to think a band of this brilliance could come out of but 1,500 people. It's very impressive.
It is.
Because the statistics there, if you like, the odds on it happening, if you like.
Hmm.
First of all, you've got to get 4 blokes about the same age out of 1,503 families, right?
Hmm.
Now, bearing in mind, those families say, hey, it's dark at night. Say there's an average of 2 kids, yeah?
Yeah.
That's cutting it down straight away to 400 families. And you need 4 lads about the same age out of those 400 families. So I don't think you can even call that 4 out of 400. I think it's less likely than that. I think it's probably 100 to 1 on getting 4 boys about the same age. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah.
Right. 100 to 1 on getting 4 boys about the same age. Now look at the statistics on those 4 boys not only all learning the right instruments to be in a band, but also liking the same sort of music and being able to create it.
Hmm.
It's off the sheet, Tony.
It is, isn't it?
Even I wouldn't have that bet. Anyway, in spoken language, the name Wiakowski is used to describe big parts of Wiakowski Jiska Ward. So basically, it just means that's a big part.
Okay.
And they are the Muddies, and I hope that has given you some insight into an area of northern Finland. Later on in the show, Tony,
uh-huh,
I'll be giving you some insight into an area of central Finland. Now, have I talked for too long for you to do Facebook now?
Nah, there's never too much. But you know, if you had got the bus through that place, you'd be going via Wiakowski. Want to say that?
Yes, you can say that, Tony.
Hey.
But only because you make me laugh. Let's kick those goddamn doors wide open.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Oh, thank you, Boyle.
Thank you, Boyle.
Yes, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Check our page out, which is facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Do get in touch. Would you like to hear from me? Mike Pastor's been in touch.
Has he now? That's interesting, isn't it? Mike must be having a week.
Exactly. And he says, can the naked scientist really classify themselves as independent if they're on a BBC podcast? Not in my book.
Not
but
surely
makes Punky the longest running independent weekly music podcast, as suggested. By the way, the mint sauce shower gel is fantastic. It really makes you dingle tingle.
Blimey, Tony. I can update you on that.
Ooh. Oh, you, of course, because you invested in various sources.
I found something
sources.
Better than the mint and tea tree. I couldn't stop myself. I bought another two the other day.
Oh, wow.
I bought a plum and something one. I can't remember what something is, but it looked a bit girly.
Right.
So because of that, I bought one from a range called Original Source for Men. Now
right.
we're talking. And I bought dark mint. Yeah. No, black mint. It's called, I think it's black mint or dark mint.
Right.
And I had my first shower with it this morning, Tony.
Okay.
It takes testicle tingling to a new level.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Tony, if I should ever see it again, you know what you're getting for Christmas.
Excellent.
That's right. It's brilliant. And thank you very much, Mike. You're absolutely right, of course.
And Graham Holland's been in touch.
Graham.
And he says, it would seem that Coverville has been running weekly since September 28th, 2004. Sorry, guys. And he's not wrong.
He's what?
He's not wrong either. Coverville, it's an American podcast, been running since September
24th, 2004. And what does it do?
It has cover versions of songs featured on it. So it is a music podcast. But it's not in the UK.
So we are the longest running independent original music podcast.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
We're getting there. It's
getting there.
A longer title. And I would like to thank R. Graham for once again pissing on my bonfire.
Finally, Simon Knott's been in touch.
And who, sorry?
Simon Knott.
Hello, Simon.
He says, great stuff, Paul and Tony. I've only listened to half. I think this took on at last week's show. But I'm salivating for the other. Not in a sexy way. Talking of Dirty Water Records, have you got the Cavemen album?
Yeah.
Fuck me, it's brilliant. No
yeah,
song even sniffs 2 minutes and totally wild garage punk. Proper
it
job
really
as you play down these parts.
And it gets the seal of approval from Simon Knott, fabulous music critic and racing pundit.
There you go.
I might have to start asking him for a few tips. I've been doing a bit of betting on the racing, Tony.
Have you?
Yeah.
Any luck?
Not really. That's why I need a few tips.
Fair point. Yeah, yeah, true. That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Well, there you go. Frankly,
there you go.
Hey, Tony.
Huh?
You know there was that band, The Smears?
I am aware of their work.
And you know that they went down from 3 to 2 and became You Want Fox?
Yep.
They're only about to have a new album out.
Oh, okay.
And it's really good.
Mm.
And we've played one track from it already.
Yeah.
But I spoke to Nat, who is... Oh, you can't really say that the lead singer or one or the other, because they're equal partners in this one. They're just... They're a drum and bass outfit.
Mm.
But not like that.
Yeah.
They're a bass and drum outfit. No, but then you can't say that. They're a bass drum. You've got to say it at the same time, because they're equal partners.
True.
As Natalie and Colin. And they're absolutely fantastic. I really like them. I really want to see them live. And I said to them, look, can you send me your punkiest tracks from the album? And she went, yeah, and did. And sent me them, and I listened to them. And this one I'm about to play, Tony. It's been described by said singer on this song, and I believe writer of, that this is her long-awaited response to Jilted John by Jilted John, which as a child, her father used to play her. And she's given the girl's perspective on it.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
How brilliant. Anyway, Tony, what is You Want Fox's Facebook page?
facebook.com/YouWantFox?
It is. It's Tony, what's that? Tony 2, Paulie B, and the Internet 2. Colin is, of course, a girl. And this is Ex-Boyfriend.
You're my ex-boyfriend.
that way.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was You Want Fox, an ex-boyfriend. You know what? They cite a number of musical influences, but what that reminds me of a lot is a band from the very late 70s / early 80s called The Waitresses, who did a song called I Know What Boys Like. Do you know that song?
Oh, that rings a bell.
What's... I know what boys like.
Yeah, yeah.
I know what guys want. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
So there you go, You Want Fox. You're like a modern-day incarnation of The Waitresses, but arguably a bit better. That's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah, well done.
Yeah. Now then, did you do anything last week?
Yeah.
Did you?
A bit. Well, kind of. Sunday, I was getting diggy with it. I was digging my garden. The gardener let me down.
On that one.
I had a lot of time in the sun. I finished the fence off. It's the garden can't let me down, so I decided to finish it myself. So spent the whole day in the garden digging holes, and I'm absolutely aching.
That gives me an opportunity to say plinth.
Oh yes,
plinth.
Plinth would be the things at the bottom.
Yeah, they're the concrete things that go along the bottom of the wooden bit that I noticed appear to be missing from your fence.
The gravel boards. You can get concrete gravel boards and you can get wood. We've got wood. We've got tantalised...
I've got wood, just thinking about it.
We used wood instead because the side... We matched another fence, so it's all the same. But it's tantalised wood, so we're fine. We're fine.
Right, okay. In that case, I don't need to say plinth anymore.
You can say plinth as much as you want, as long as you don't say mild quirkiness.
All right, then, wait. Plinth.
So that's thank fine. You. That works all right.
You've got the mild quirkiness in, Tony. That's cool.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I had a band practice of one last night.
Right. So what do you do when you go and have a band practice of one?
I got the old alcohol songbook out. I took my guitar down and just played through it, trying to just get back into playing again.
Right, but did you play along to stuff or were you just rocking out?
I was just rocking out.
Right. So why did you need to go to a studio to do that?
So you can go as loud as you like.
Oh, right, okay.
Because I do a lot of screaming and...
Right.
Frankly, I think my voice would scare the neighbours. They think I'd be strangling the cat.
I've got my Les Paul back.
Oh, did you?
So I'm nearly ready to join you, Tone.
Oh, excellent.
And I will be playing very basic accompaniment.
Excellent.
Yeah, all right then. Oh, brilliant. Well, look, we'll sort that out.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm going to go every week. I'm just going to have a standard thing. I'm going to go every week to Unit 5 until I find something to do.
Oh, well, maybe I could come up there with you soon.
Of course.
All right, brilliant.
What did you get up to?
Oh, nothing worth talking about, really.
Oh, okay.
No, I can't remember. I can't remember what I did. That would suggest booze.
Booze, right? Okay.
Yeah, nothing as good as you, Tony.
No plinth action.
I didn't get diggy with it.
Getting diggy with it.
Shall we play something from the vaults?
Yeah.
Right, we never played it before, though, so it's not from the vaults, but it is from the vaults because we have played it before, but we played it before in another language. And after saying that we play original stuff most of the time, this is an original song, but it's a cover of the song that we played by the same band from a little while ago. Confused? You will be after 50 Foot Combo, Tony. Because 50 Foot Combo brought out a single called Wild Man, but the B-side was called Trop Sauvage. And Trop Sauvage doesn't mean wild man. It means very wild, doesn't it?
Trez Savage.
Yeah, it's trop, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what's trop then?
It must be very.
Must be very as well, mustn't it?
Hmm.
Yeah, I think so, anyway. So it's really good, anyway, and I really like it in French. I'm pretty sure we played Wild Man before. I don't think we played Trop Sauvage before. But it does also tie in, because they are, of course, from Ghent, Tony, which we talked about before.
We have.
And you like Ghent, don't you?
I like Ghent.
You're a Ghent lover.
It's a better version of Bruges. It's the Bruges that's not so far up its own arse. Ghent's
good
nice.
Lord, Tony. You are quite specific about Ghent. And I watched a film last night about a Flemish cattle herder called Bullhead. Which I really wish I hadn't started watching, because I started watching it at 1 o'clock. It didn't finish until 20 to 4.
Oh dear.
Good Lord. Yeah, good film though. Yeah. So anyway, we're going to play this. This is from 50 Foot Combo's latest album. You do hear 50 Foot Combo behind us every week. I will put together a new 50 Foot Combo bed, because 50 Foot Combo are mostly instrumental. And it's a brilliant instrumental album, Tony. It's really, really good. Sort of swamp, surf, rock and roll garage. It's just brilliant. It's really good. But there's only a couple of tracks with singing on them, of which this is one of them.
Okay.
So we're playing it. What is 50 Foot Combo's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/50footcombo.
It is, and at the halfway stage, it's Tony 3, Paul Vian said 2, and this is Trop Sauvage.
Jamais ce tatou, ce mec est trop sauvage. 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 Il y a un garçon qui passe chaque jour dans la rue, il me dit bonjour. Il a la dégaine d'un voyou. Papa n'acceptera jamais ce tatou. Ce mec est trop sauvage. 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 Il a un air de renégat, presque de malfrat. Il a la chemise déboutonnée partout où il va. Les gens le regardent de travers le regard d'un air sévère. Moi je m'en fous, ce mec est d'enfer. Ce mec est trop sauvage. Ce mec est trop sauvage. Ce mec est trop sauvage. Presque de malfrat. Il a la chemise déboutonnée partout où il va. Les gens le regardent de travers, le regard d'un air sévère. Moi je m'en fous, ce mec est d'enfer. Ce mec est trop sauvage.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
So, I like that.
Good.
Yes. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
What can it
Something
be?
From Sussex Saint.
Oh, excellent.
There you go. Yep, if you do have a gig for me to read out, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just tell me about the venue, where it is, who else on. It's an international gig guide, it can be anywhere. And as mentioned, we aren't doing regular venues at the moment. But do email me if you want to feature it.
It's nice to get a few different ones.
It is. And Sussex Saint's been in touch again, which is good. He says, hi, Tony. Playing at Bleach this Saturday, the 23rd, that is this Saturday, yes it is, which is on London Road in Brighton. Fumaka Preta.
I know exactly where London Road is in Brighton.
Yeah?
It's on the way to London. No, I do know exactly where London Road is in Brighton.
Cool. Fumaka Preta from Portugal. Described as the wildest sonic psychedelic punk novelty act on Earth.
I like it already.
There you go. Fumakapreta.com. So do check that out. Entry is £8.
And how are you spelling Fumakapreta?
Fumacapreta.
Brilliant.
Fumakapreta.
Fumakapreta. Yeah, Tony, you and your accents.
Chuck on my cornflakes.
Chuck on your cornflakes. I'm taking it.
I'm taking it. I'm having it. Yeah, but that's the only gig I have, but it is this week, so that does count.
I'm sure there'll be other ones. But anyway, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
A week wouldn't go by, Tony. In fact, no, let's be more general here. A month wouldn't go by, Tony, without me saying, you know what? This one's for Fat Boy.
Ah, is it a goth?
Well, it's more a bit of ironic, gothic, evolved dance music.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
You'd love
from that. A band from Davenport, Florida. Davenport, Florida, not well known for its goth, but I was sent a link this week to a sketch about two goths on holiday.
All right.
Yeah, and goths at the beach. So I went, oh, wow, that's like my goths on holiday song, said Andrea Ciscornia of Sardinia. Andrea the Love Goat, who I met in Edinburgh, but had been to Sardinia, where he wasn't while I was there. More information than you need. Anyway, the interesting thing about Stuck With Green, which is a band about to play, is that this is a side project, really, for a guy who, prior to this, has made comedy songs.
Oh.
Why wouldn't you go from comedy songs to gothic, evolved, dark dance music with a twist?
Exactly.
Exactly. It's for Fat Boy, Tony. What I want to know is... what is Stuck With Green's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Stuck With Green?
It is indeed. It's Tony Four, Paulie B, and the Internet Too, and it's never too late. You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
He'll thank me one day, you know, fat boy.
Checking.
Yeah, when he shows up in all black with eyeliner on. Stuck with Green, never too late. That's the only Stuck with Green track we've got at present, but I will look for something else in the future. Are you doing anything this week?
Nope.
Me neither. Right then, so, two more songs now.
Okay. Nothing happening at all this week?
Well, I've got a new dentist.
Oh, have you?
So, I'm going to the dentist tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to find out about the gap on my bottom rack of anchors.
Right.
And say to him, I'm sorry that I've not been to the dentist in a long time. Dentist, please be gentle with me. Because this dentist is a dentist and hygienist. You don't get a separate person.
Okay.
Which means I have to be nice to the dentist.
Yes.
It also means that I can't get my appointments at 2:30.
Oh dear.
I just have to get what's there. And when I said to them, I'd like to enrol with the dentist, please, they said, would you like to come tomorrow at 12:25? I went, yes, thank you very much.
Oh.
Whereas mostly I'd say, oh, do you think I could wait for 1:30?
Yeah.
But I didn't. So, yeah, so I'm going to the dentist tomorrow.
Okay.
And that is going to have a direct impact on the rest of my week.
Yes, this is true.
Yeah. So it's unlikely that I will be going out raging this week.
You don't want me doing that.
I think I'll be looking after my teeth.
Yeah.
And you're not doing anything.
No, I can talk about, I can mention this iTunes thing if you like.
Mention the iTunes thing, Tony.
So I heard from Jen, Glenn, Glenn, Jen. Is it Jen? Is
Jen,
it Glenn?
Glenn and, who knows?
We don't know. I don't think
they don't even know if it's two people, do we?
No, I'm not convinced.
I think it probably is two people.
He says, he or she says, he says, hey, Tony.
Well, it's Tony.
It says, hey Tony, Jen Glenn, wherefore, see, they admitted themselves. They were forced to download your show from the website as iTunes had not posted it. Technical glitch, perhaps, we thought you should know. And they weren't wrong. So last week's show, the 12th of April, did not appear on iTunes.
Oh no!
Yeah, and there was no reason for it.
It was really good, Tony.
It wasn't bad. It came off my iPhone, didn't come in the iTunes store. I did contact Apple support. They got back to me today and have fixed it. I'm going to keep
so
my eye on this
problem?
Week's show. They didn't tell me. I mean, I ran the feed through. I found two issues with the feed. One was the image was too small, and the other one was the feed was too big. So I've reduced the amount of shows in the feed. So there are now 250 shows in the feed rather than 300. If you do need to listen to any old shows, go to punkyradio.com. They're all there. But the feed only shows the last 250.
Okay.
And then at the same time, Apple have fixed the problem. I tried to log in and fix it myself, but I don't have access, and they won't give me access to control Punky Radio. They suggested, why don't I delete Punky Radio from the store and start again, using all the reviews and everything else over the last 11 years we've got building up on iTunes, including the chart position, everything. That was Apple's solution to claiming the podcast.
So
I said no to that.
Lots of people have suggested we delete Punky Radio.
Exactly. I think it's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I'm back. I'm short story. I'm battling with iTunes at the minute, trying to get my podcast.
So why won't they let you have your own podcast?
They just won't let. They don't have a procedure or the technical ability to give me access to the Punky Radio podcast. But they can delete it and let me create a new one, which is a good solution. Deleting it, it says you will lose ratings, reviews, and chart position if you do that, and it's not worth it.
Right, so the most advanced technical company in the world...
The world leader.
The world leader can't give you a password.
No.
Right, just checking.
Yeah, there you go. Well, if you do have problems with iTunes, do email me.
Well, I've got a major problem with iTunes.
Yeah, aside from the obvious. But if you do have anything technical, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. And I'll email my friend Aaron in podcast support at Apple. And I'll just keep emailing him until they give me my password.
Yeah.
But so thanks for letting me know it was broken. Hopefully it's fixed. I'll keep my eye on it this week. We'll see what happens.
All right, speaking of complaints, I remember something I did last week, Tony.
Okay.
I finally told my car insurance company that I'd moved house. Only took 5 months. And I said to them, I've moved house. And they went, oh, really? Where you moved to? And I gave them a new postcode, and they said, great, that'll be an extra £465.
Yep.
And I said, no, it won't, basically. So there was then a discussion about how I was right, and that the guy, the assistant, wasn't trying hard enough, and he had to find me a better policy, because it was ridiculous that my car insurance would effectively double by changing postcode.
Mm.
I said, there's something wrong here. Look into it. Get back to me tomorrow. He assured me someone would get back to me the next day. They didn't. I then got an email saying, your car insurance will be cancelled in 7 days unless you pay £465. It's very important. You won't have insurance, and you're going to go to prison and hell and worse.
Mm.
Like Leighton Buzzard.
Leighton Buzzard?
No, but there you go. Right. And I said, I'm not having this. So I sent them a stern email last Friday.
Mm.
A very stern email, Tony.
Okay.
Explaining exactly why I wasn't happy with the threat of cancellation fees that was tantamount to extortion, and the fact that they couldn't find me a better policy than one that would charge me £465 to move house. And yeah. I wasn't happy with it, and I expected a response. No response came until this afternoon when I got a lovely phone call from a bloke at Quoteline Direct saying he's looked into the case. The assistant dealing with me will be dealt with himself.
Okay.
I didn't ask how. And that they weren't going to give me any cancellation charges, and would I accept that as an apology and not take it any further? And I said, yeah, that's fine, because what I did was, when I realised they weren't getting back to me, after I sent the email, I phoned up the AA, and that's not the American one, by the way. I said, oi, I've moved here, what's my car insurance? And they said what it would be, which was £100 more, because I have moved to the car crime capital of the world, and I do have on-street parking.
Mm.
So I expected to pay a little bit more.
Yeah, we're not £400 more.
Yeah, so that was fine. So, and I said to the guy, thank you very much for phoning back. Feel free to offer me something good next April.
Okay.
So everything's worked out.
So they just cancelled it, that's all fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you see, they said, if you cancel it now, it'll be £48. If you save it until tomorrow, it'll be £58. And if you cancel it in 7 days' time, it'll be £128. And I just went, no, it won't, shut up.
Yeah.
And I was right.
I don't like the short corners.
It's not worth arguing with me. Beat me up, by all means. I'm rubbish at fighting, but don't get involved in the discussion. Right. So, I'm going to play two songs in a row now, Tan.
All right.
So stay tuned for more interesting information about Finland. First up, we've got a band from Kansas City, Missouri, Tony. Wet Ones. We've played them before.
Okay.
They make the cavemen sound like some teeny boppers.
Oh, excellent.
They're a right old racket, Wet Ones. And the reviews of Wet Ones are fantastic. There's one that says, I've now listened to this 100 times and it's just about manageable. I love them. It's another racket. If you fancy just completely destroying your relationship with your parents this week, buy two albums. Buy the latest one from the Cavemen and the latest one from Wet Ones. Wet Ones have come via Slovenly, Cavemen via Dirty Water. And I should just say, in passing, it stuck with Green at last, came via Music Submit, and thanks to everyone at Music Submit. All right?
Okay, yep.
Stay tuned for Slap Betty, who we've played before, Tony. But first up, what is Wet Ones' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/wetonesband.
Facebook.com/wet-1060580892263163/F=TS. And why is that, Tony?
Yeah, it's that default URL.
No, it's because they make such a racket, the internet can't handle them.
Right.
That's my reason. Paul of the Internet 3, Tony 4, and this is the opening track from their latest album. This is Wah, Wah, Wah.
Wow.
Dummy Twat.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers in Leases right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Slap Betty from a track called List of Things I Hate. Now, I listened right the way through the Slap Betty album. We have played another track by them. I feel bad because we played a track by them. I said we played them again, then we didn't. So I went through it again, and that's another one that I like. And what is Slap Betty's website?
Slapbetty.com?
It is.
Oh.
Tony 5, probably be in Internet 3.
Excellent.
I'm wild. Excellent for you. Awful for me. Slap Betty, Tony, are from Kemi or Kemi in Finland. Would you like to hear just a little bit about it?
Please.
I've now got this the wrong way round and realised that Vajakoski, which I accused of being in Lapland, is probably a little bit far south.
Right.
And Kemi stroke Kemi, northern Sami word, Jetma, which would suggest to me is in Lapland, is a town and municipality of Finland. It's located very near the city of Tornio. It was founded, Tony, in 1869 by decree of Russian Emperor Alexander II because of its proximity to a deep water harbour. Kemi is situated by the Bothnian Bay, Tony, at the mouth of the river Kemijoki, and it is part of Lapland region. So this is the Lapland one, I got them the wrong way around.
Right.
The town has a population of
200.
21,807. It's a veritable city up the Vyakovsky. And it covers an area of 747.44 square kilometres, which means that it is, of which 653.1 kilometres is water. So it's quite a sort of spread out area.
Okay.
The population density is 228.73 inhabitants per square kilometre. And I feel sorry for the 0.73. The main economic activity in Kemi, stroke Kemi, is centred on two large paper and wood pulp mills. And on the only chromium mine in Europe, which supplies the Outokumpu ferrochrome plant in Tornio. A Polytechnic University of Applied Sciences is also situated there. Kemi also has a claim to fame as the home of the world's largest snow castle, reconstructed every year to a different design. The snow castle is usually located at the inner harbour of Kemi. It's also the home of Slap Betty. There might be some more here. Oh, there is. A model of the Crown of Finland, the original was never made for the King of Finland, is kept in the town's gemstone gallery. It also houses replicas of the Imperial State Crown of Great Britain, there you go, the Scepter of the Tsar of Russia, the Orbs of Denmark, oh, I do like Danish orbs, and the Diamond Necklace of Marie Antoinette, among other items. Kemi is also the hometown of the power metal band Sonata Arctica and Slap Betty.
Excellent.
Sounds like a pretty interesting place, doesn't it?
It does.
It does. So there you go. There's some information.
It's wiki-tastic.
It is. It's wiki-tastic. Yeah. It's infotainment, Tony.
It is.
Have you got a twat?
Yes, I do.
It just keeps getting better.
It does. Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat to nominate, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. So Zane's been back in touch.
Of course he has.
He doesn't ask me some twats. So he says, hi Tony. I saw on Twitter the following headline. Probe launched after British Airways plane struck by drone near Heathrow.
I saw that.
I know that Paul B and I had a little exchange about the drone sound on Tiger's Records, but this headline amused me.
Yes, it did.
Is this message for the drones to change their tactics and launch a probe just to get the job done? Strikes me, the press association are obviously a fund for terrorists, giving them new ideas through their press release. Apparently there have been 23 near misses between drones and aircraft in the past 6 months between April and October, including two at Heathrow. I would like Punky to twat all idiots who fly drones near airports, who presumably used to stand at the end of runways with notebooks and now want pictures.
I'm so excited. I'd like to add, Tony, you can also twat whatever research project is about to embark on this futile thing. Because the research is to find whether a drone does as much damage to an aircraft engine as a bird.
Right.
Well, bird strike is tiny little thing with wings and feathers. Drone strike is big metal thing with heavy battery being lobbed into an engine. Of course, I can save them a load of money. Ring me up.
Yeah, job done.
£20, I'll tell them.
Yeah. I don't like things going near planes.
Well, you don't like going near planes, don't you?
What? I know exactly who's there, of course.
Out of the two of us, despite my receding hairline and attempt to keep a quiff, you are the B.A. Baracus of this operation.
I don't like it.
I can't believe as well that by us not being on iTunes last week, a lot of people might not have heard the show and they might not have heard you say Leighton Buzzard.
It was hard. That won't mean anything.
No. It won't mean anything. You've got to listen to last week's show.
They'll get it. I mean, I got an email from Jen or Glenn, could be either, today, saying that it did come through last night.
Oh, right, okay.
So they'll get two shows quite close to each other.
All right.
But, yeah. Technology giant my arse, well, I think, was my response to it.
Very fair that I just completely agree with Sussex Saint, but today I do.
There you go.
Go for it.
So, for all the idiots who fly drones near airports, idiots from Heathrow in general and all around the country probably,
is a twat. Indeed. Last song this week. Thanks very much, Sussex Saint, for keeping this show going, frankly.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Last song this week, a band called Bar Creeps. Haven't played before, Tony. They are a punk rock supergroup from that there, London.
Oh, yeah.
About time we play something from London on this show, isn't it? Yeah. Managed to go to everywhere else in the world.
Exactly.
This is from the latest album, Tone.
Right.
This is Bar Creeps. They're kind of that US 90s punk, NoFX, Lagwagon sort of deal. You know what I'm on about?
I think so, yeah.
Sort of that but with a London twist, I like to think so.
Okay.
What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/barcreeps.
Frankly, I'm embarrassed. Tony 6, Paul to be an internet 3. No, let's get this right. I'm still trying to win. Okay. Tony 6, Paulie B and the Internet 3, and this is The Hour Between Dog and Wolf. That's about the size of it this week. Hope you've enjoyed listening as much as we've enjoyed making the show. Maybe you could remind people of the internet stations which carries.
Yeah, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, andra.se, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, tbfmonline.co.uk.
Thank you so much for listening. Got a very, very special edition next week as we approach our 555th, Tony.
Yeah, exactly.
Fifth. I'm really looking forward to next week's show. I'm not giving you any more information than that, than it's old, but it's not.
Right.
Mm. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-pooed, a-pooed.
But you can't.